Okay, praise the Lord.
I just wanted to expound a little bit on the kingdom of God. The word kingdom means a king's domain. And a king's domain is the area that he has rule over. So when Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world," he was saying that this is not the area that I rule over. Now, he could rule over that area, obviously, but he didn't and he doesn't for a particular purpose. And that's because you need to be the one that overcomes it. You know, he's a gentleman. He won't force himself on you. And it's just like in a relationship with a man and a woman. Do you want her to love you because you force her to? Or do you want her to love you because she loves you on her own, by her own choice? And so the area, so then the kingdom of God, if a king's domain, what is the kingdom of God then? The area that he rules over is the spiritual realm. Not the realm on this world. There's a lot of things going on in this world that he doesn't approve of, and he would not choose to be happening. So the area of his kingdom is the spiritual realm. And that's the realm that we need to get into. And we can. It's not unreachable. We can enter the spiritual realm live on the hoof, walking around on this earth. And that's God's whole goal, is to bring us into this spiritual realm, because God is not going to people heaven with a bunch of unhappy campers. He wants spiritual people in that realm. And this is our little testing. Remember when the people were wandering around in the wilderness for 40 years, God was testing them. Remember, he said to them, "I wanted to see, are you going to keep my word or no?" And our testing area is this little 80, 90, 100 years we have on this earth. God is testing us. Are you going to love me? Are you going to obey me? Are you going to put me first in your life? Is your heart going to be after me, or is it going to be after this world? And so right now we're all facing this test in life. And remember, Jesus said something one time like, "Seek me while I may be found." Brethren, we're getting close to the end of time. And if we're going to enter this spiritual realm, it's now or never. So that's all basically I had to say.
Amen. What is God showing you? Well, you know, I'll never. Oh, Daniel, go ahead.
Yeah, when I'm thinking about the overcomers, and we know that there is a word that he says that he that overcometh, he will make them as a pillar. And it's not that he makes them as a pillar that they can stand outside or something, but a pillar in the temple, in the body of Christ. But it is a When we think about to overcome something, there is not possible to overcome something without fasting. And I know just from my own life and my own work that when I look back, not in the same way as the Lord's wife, but I look back in my testimony. And I see that one time I was a heavy smoker, and I just stopped it. I quit it. And when the temptation came, I stood against it. So I used the fast in my own body to break, in my own soul, to break that force that I did not want to smoke again. So we know that it's not affect the man what comes in, but what comes out. So fasting is absolutely things that we need to look into when we start to overcome. I was drinking alcohol, and one day it's just stopped, and I did not wanted to do it anymore. But if I go into places today where the people are smoking, go into places where people are drinking, it does not affect me. I do not have to do it anymore because there is nothing of it in me, and I refuse it. So it will not affect my life because it's not coming out again. If I meet some person that is angry, and the person make me upset, and I become angry and start to move in anger, I have not overcome. I have let it just go through my life and be just in the same way as it was affecting me. But if I fast on it and I break it in my own life and say, I am not going to let it come through, I'm going to break it in my own life, I'm going to fast on it within me, it's not coming out anymore, I stop it there. And that is what I see about fasting. Taking action to be an overcomer is a taking action and use the power of the fasting in our life. And if someone is speaking about you and you hear it from someone else, we call it slander. And if it goes on, we have to stop it. We stop it within our own soul and say, I am not going to do it anymore. Paul spoke about it when he said about the fruit of the Spirit, and he told us what the fruit of the Spirit was, but he did not stop there. He told us also about the work of the flesh. And we know that there is a work of the flesh that we have to fast on. We have to break that, overcome that, because the fruit of the Spirit will give life to us. Work of the flesh will bring death to us. It's so simple as it is. And we need to break that forces in our life. But I was moved by one thing that you shared, Mark, when Jesus was speaking to his disciples and said, the prince of this world is coming. In me, he does not own anything. And I really start to realize he's speaking about me, he's speaking about you, he's speaking about those who are in him, because in him he does not own anything. It means that you don't belong to him anymore. You are hidden and in a safe place. And he said, in me, he does not own anything. We are in him, brethren. He does not have effect on us anymore. We fast on it, and he will then flee from us. It says that stand against the devil, and he will flee from you. It means that if someone is fleeing from you, it means that he is scared. He sees something in your life that he's scared about. He sees something around you that he's scared about. He's afraid of the people of God. He's afraid of the sons of God. So that is what really touched my life. Blessing.
I wanted to add just a little bit to Daniel's word. Remember one time the disciples were trying to cast out some demons and they couldn't do it, and Jesus did. And then he said this, he said, "Some kind cometh not out but by prayer and fasting." So there are some spirits that have taken such a hold in us. You know, there's a time in the life of every tree that you could pluck it out of the ground with two fingers, but let that thing grow 40 or 50 years and try to pull it up. And so there's some kind of spirits that have taken such ground in our life that we can't get them out except by prayer with fasting. And I remember something Seth used to say, it always stuck with me. He said, if you run into anything you can't believe for, fast until you can believe it. And then there's one other thing that came to my mind. There was a guy that was an alcoholic, and he finally overcame it. And one day he pulled up in his car. He had the window down, and where he stopped, it was right in front of a bar. And the door to the bar was open, and he could smell alcohol and cigarettes that had been put out in the ashtray and girls laughing. And he said the draw for him to go in there was so strong that he could barely resist it. And all of a sudden, he came to a realization. He realized it wasn't the smell of alcohol. It wasn't the smell of cigarettes. It wasn't the sound of laughter. You know what it was that he desired so much? It was the fellowship with that spirit. That's what spirits do to you. And that's why we need to pray and fast and get rid of those things. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Do you remember who that was?
No, I don't really. I don't even remember if I...
You know, I heard that too. I heard the man say it, but I can't remember who it was.
I can't either. I either read it or he was saying it sometime when he gave a testimony. I don't remember it either. I might later, but right at the moment I don't.
Well, it's a real. You're nodding your head, Madeline. Do you know who that was? No.
I love the word.
I remember hearing about that, but I don't remember who it was.
Go ahead, Daniel.
I love the word that Tommy Cook brought one time in Iceland. He said, "Fasting without praying is diet." it's really good. It works, but it does not work in the same way.
Well, we've got more. We talked about the world. We're going to talk about the flesh and the devil too, because we have to overcome it all. They're all intertwined, but we need to mention each one. By the way, Brother Jim said he'd like to bring us a word next week. So if that would be okay, we'll invite Brother Jim next week then. Jim and Joanne are living up in Illinois again, and they've gone back to where they originally moved from. So why don't we, somebody can ask a blessing prayer, and then we'll finish our meeting.
Kevin has something he wants to say.
Okay, well, let me turn the recording off first. Thank you.